Good morning, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time. Now, you're urging motorists to, I like this, dobbing Queensland's worst roads. I know we're used to dobbing in bad neighbours, but dobbing in worst roads. How do we go about doing this?
Okay, sure. Yeah, it's time for the RACQ Unroadworthy Road Survey, where we're asking motorists to nominate those roads they feel are unsafe, unfit for purpose, or in dire need of upgrades. And they can do so by going to our website at racq.com/bad roads. And it only takes a few minutes to have their say.
So what makes a bad road? Is it potholes? Is it the lack of overtaking lanes? What makes an unroadworthy road?
Okay, yeah, sure. Some of the common sort of issues that can be nominated are narrow lanes and shoulders, a lack of overtaking opportunities, hazardous roadsides, missing line markings or signs, or, you know, roads that are full of potholes or roads that go under every time it rains.
So what are some of the dangerous roads? Maybe you've got a list in front of you already, or maybe you already know of some of the dangerous roads in Queensland. And are there any around the Wide Bay Burnett region?
There certainly are. In the previous survey there, we received nominations, obviously, for the Bruce Highway. That's usually fairly high on the list, but also for other, you know, sort of main roads in and around the Bundaberg and White Bay area, which include Bundaberg Gingin Road, Bundaberg Miriam Vale, Goodwood and Moore Park Road. So we received a few hits on those. A lot of them nominated issues such as, you know, they're rough, narrow, lack overtaking lanes or opportunities. Some have tight curves and hazardous road signs. And those are the sort of things we are asking motorists to nominate, to have their sort of say. Yep. On what features or what are the current conditions on those roads and what they feel are the major problems.
What do you do with the data, Greg? What happens, like someone submits the details, what actually happens with all that data?
So we collect the data and we collate all that data into a report, and that report gets sent to the road authorities to help assist with their road investment priorities. And it also helps us continue to lobby for greater investment in roads across Queensland.
Right. So if anyone, once again, Greg, is interested in submitting a road or dobbing in a road, how can they go about doing that?
They can go and visit racq.com/bad roads, or even just go to our racq.com website and they'll be able to find it there. And the survey closes on the 11th of October.
The 11th of October. So still a bit of time to dob in a road. Greg, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Daniel.